Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Precious in His Sight. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
All right, let's go to a scripture. Go with me to Mark, the 5th chapter. You'll see, this begins, you'll remember some stuff when I bring this up to you. This begins even in grade school. Cruelty between kids. Amen. Name calling. And nicknames that are not nice. Why? Why do these young innocent ones do that? Where's this coming from? Where did they get this? It's so important when little ones come into the world that they begin to get the proper sense of identity.
That's right.
And value.
That's right.
And worth. Oh, it affects every area of your life. And the enemy knows this. So you know what he's going to try to do? Through every avenue he can, he's going to try to establish a bad identity in you and try to devalue you.
Amen.
He is the accuser. He is the devaluer. If you listen to him and believe what he says, you'll come to the point where you see yourself as worthless, as useless, as nothing and nobody, with nothing to offer, nothing to give, nothing worthwhile. And the enemy is trying to do that on the playgrounds with six-year-olds, making fun of the way they look, making fun of the way they act. Why? To try to get some kind of distorted self-image in them so that they don't see themselves well or valuable, and they don't know who and what they are, or they come to believe there's something bad. You're a failure. You're no good. It's no accident that when sometimes parents that are not spiritual and even sometimes some that should know better get mad and get real angry, that's the thing that pops out. You're not going to amount to anything. You'll never amount to anything. Useless. Worthless. And friend, this is one of the most serious things you could say.
Amen. Right.
And I'm going to prove it to you from the Word of God. This is so serious with God, it brings judgment on those that do it and don't repent. You and I are called not to run down, not to destroy, not to devalue, not to belittle. You and I are called to build up, to put something into them, to help them see the truth, the good things that are in us, in Christ Jesus. There are a handful of people throughout my few decades in life. I will forever be thankful to God for them. Because God used them to speak into my life good things about who I am and what I am and what I can be and what I can do. My parents did this. I know they didn't. Nobody knows everything. But God supernaturally, apart from knowledge of the Word about this, they would look at me sometimes as a little boy and tell me, I'd say, you know, I'm going to be an astronaut. And they wouldn't laugh at me and scoff at me. They'd sit me down, look me in the eye and say, well now, not everybody gets to be an astronaut. But if you'd work really hard, you're a smart boy, you can do it. I'd leave thinking, well, I'm going to be an astronaut. It's just around the corner here. It does so much for a little guy or a little girl. I'm so thankful. I grew up without a lot of the insecurities that other people suffer.
Amen. Come on.
It's helped me my whole life long. My dad began to treat me like a man with some sense, even when I was just a boy. Would sit and listen to me for an hour at a time and not interrupt.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Made me believe I had something to say.
Amen.
Made me believe that what I thought was important.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Right.
My spiritual father, Kenneth Hagin Sr., would say things into our life. He saw things in me I didn't see. He'd say, do this. And I'd think, can I? And he'd just treat me like, of course you can. Come on, do it.
That's right.
I think, Had to step out by faith. And then you see the grace and you go, I can do this.
That's right.
I can do this. And it begins to feed into you confidence.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody say confidence.
Amen.
You can't put a price on the value of confidence.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Glory to God. It takes confidence to go somewhere where nobody knows your name and start a church.
Come on.
And spend millions of dollars before you even know if anybody's going to come.
Come on.
It takes confidence to get up in front of you right now. Phyllis agrees. I prayed, I sought the Lord, but there's no guarantee you're going to like this.
That's right.
Or receive this. Or believe it. But I need the confidence to minister it boldly and not be moved if somebody writes me an ugly letter. What good's it going to do if I'm laying in the bed feeling sorry for myself because I got 4 ugly letters last week? Is that going to bless you and help you? You need confidence to do this job. You need confidence to do whatever job you're supposed to do in life. Don't you? I know one time a guy yelled at me after service. I don't like it. I don't believe it. I don't believe any of it. I don't like you. I said, you just don't know me. Because if you knew me, you'd like. I think that made him madder than the first part. But I must not let it shake me.
Amen.
Just because he doesn't value me doesn't mean nobody values me. Come on, is that right?
Amen.
I know God does.
Amen.
I know Phyllis does.
Amen.
I know you do.
Amen.
So what about these other yahoos who don't have a clue?
Amen.
Well, I'll help them if I can.
Amen.
But I'm not going to let them tear me down.
Come on.
And rob me
right.
of my sense of worth and value and steal my confidence and destroy my ministry.
Right.
Not gonna do it.
Hallelujah.
How about you? Come on, you need to say the same thing. Not gonna do it. You're not gonna let anybody do that to you. Somebody says something bad about me, the first thing I want to say is that true? Is that true? Because if it's true, I need to repent. But if it's not true, I need to file that in the trash can. Is that right? And not think about it again. Because it's not my problem, it's their problem. Who are you? Somebody say, who are you?
Who are you?
Matthew 5. Matthew 5 and 22. Jesus said. Anybody have confidence in what Jesus says?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus said, whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. How many know it's not okay to just get mad at somebody? And stay mad. Didn't the Bible say, don't let the sun go down on your wrath? What does that mean? If you do get worked up, you better get through it and get it right before the sun goes down. Receive forgiveness, get to thinking right, Forgive them, whatever you got to do, but you are not, and I am not, to go day after day mad and upset and holding a grudge. We're commanded. Don't do it. You're angry with your brother without a cause, you're in danger. Somebody say in danger. Whoever will say to his brother, Raka, shall be in danger of the council. But whoever shall say, you fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. How many would think this sounds serious?
Yes.
This sounds very serious.
Yes.
This is serious. Why so serious? Listen to some other translations. I think the King James is a little bit unclear on this. Listen to Young's literal translation. You'll begin to see a recurring thing. Young's literal, verse 22, he said, everyone angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of judgment. Whoever may say to his brother, empty fellow. Everybody say empty fellow.
Empty fellow.
What does that mean, empty fellow? Today's English version says it like this. Whoever calls his brother, you good for nothing. You good for nothing will be brought before the council. This is the TEV, today's English version. Whoever calls his brother a worthless fool will be in danger of going to the fire of hell. Man, this is serious. Should we take the words of Jesus seriously here? This is serious. What is so serious about calling somebody that? Because it works out to you letting the enemy use you to take away somebody's sense of value and worth and identity, which can lead to their destruction. If they believe it, if they listen to it, it affects every aspect of their life. Good for nothing. Worthless fool. Amplified says, if you say, you cursed fool, you empty-headed idiot. Now these kind of things have been said and are being said all over the place. But they're serious. Most people don't understand the importance of words. Do they? Words matter. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Isn't it?
Yes.
By your words, you'll be justified. By your words, you'll be condemned.
Yes.
Words matter. Somebody say, words matter.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Precious in His Sight, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida, on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.